What's up, guys? My name is Rashard Neal, and I'm here with one of my best friends, Taquan Lino. We talk often, you know, almost daily, and a lot of the times we have great conversation. And one day we were talking, and I was like, bro, like, we need to record these conversations because I feel like someone else, if they were listening like a fly on the wall, they could gain something from it. Not saying that we know everything, but we've been on this earth long enough and had a lot of experiences, as well as a tight brotherhood. We've been friends for almost 20 years. And, you know, with the value of those conversations, we feel like we shouldn't hold them to ourselves. So I'll let Taquan introduce himself. We're in the process of developing a podcast. This is our first episode. We haven't come up with the specific name for it, but we're going to do something that's worthy for you guys on a regular basis. So Taquan, you want to tell them a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, all right. So like he said, my name is Taquan. Me and Rashard grew up, like, you know, we had 20 years, like he said, but we grew up together, and it went from, like, sleeping over at each other's houses, meeting up at the bus stop, you know, just rapping with each other. Like, it's sad that we, you know, we got distance in between us, but that's why we're coming at you guys through Skype right now, just to, you know, try to really bring these conversations together. But as of right now, I'm a certified personal trainer, so a lot of my expertise is going to come in from the fitness area of things. But, you know, Rashard, he's certified, or, you know, got his qualifications in psychology. So pretty much, like he said, we're going to bring this collective unit together. We're going to try to give you guys education that comes from the heart, comes from experience, comes from textbooks, because we're always reading and doing things like that. I'm also, I graduated my degree in accountancy, so I got the financial background as well. I mean, we're really going to give you guys everything possible just to, like, kind of enlighten those lives of you guys and just really just give you guys some type of output that you guys can go ahead and apply to your actual lives and be a better person, be better every way possible. A lot of times we go through life and I feel like we never really know where we're going. And a lot of times you got to just take the step back and you got to examine what life is bringing to you, what you got at the table. Most of the time we're not grateful for what we have. That's why we, you know, get together, everything is given, and we want to go ahead and celebrate what we have for that moment. But, like, if you think about that all year long, there's so many things in this life to be thankful for, and we always just let it slide by because of this happened at work or this happened in my relationship. And we really just got to be more appreciative of the time we have on earth. I mean, it's a blessing in disguise.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I agree with that. And one thing that we wanted to speak about today was the dynamics of relationships, because I'd say it was about a week or two ago, we were talking about just different experiences that we've had in relationships, and also the comparison between being single as well as being in a relationship, whether that's healthy or unhealthy. But the idea is to figure out, you know, we're all different as people. What is the most healthy relationship for you if you decide to get into one? And also, I think that the way that you can best figure that out is knowing who you are truly. I know that that could be a cliche saying. We've all heard the saying, know yourself, know thyself. But really, we're so diverse as people. There's things that we have as far as aspirations and goals on a broad scale, as well as the little intricate details of our personality, little ways of being that we are on a day-to-day basis. And to find someone that can equally balance you or make you feel complete, it's not as easy as it sounds. And that's why we can suffer sometimes in relationships, not only because we may not have found the person that's the best for us, but we don't really even know what we want and what we need because we haven't had the adequate amount of time to sit and reflect and find out who you are. Socrates once said, the unexamined life is a life not worth living. So we do need to take that time out in this crazy, busy world of social media and all these distractions. We need to take time to reflect for the best results. So Taquan, I know that you're single at the moment. You know, you've been through a lot of relationships. And I'm not gonna say a lot, like, you know, he's just out here, you know, but you get what I'm saying. You've been through enough. Yeah, you've been through enough to, like, to get an idea of what a healthy one is or an unhealthy one is. And, you know, at this moment, it seems like you're going through that process of self-reflection and just kind of understanding who you are. I would say in some forms it's a transition stage of what you're trying to accomplish and stuff, and you want if someone's going to be in your life to kind of be a benefit to that stride, or like an asset, or like a compliment at least to that stride. I could be putting words in your mouth, but I want you to elaborate as to what life, why you've decided to be where you are now in life as far as our relationship is concerned, as well as maybe what you've learned from past experiences and what you could see for a healthy relationship for you nowadays.
All right. So first off, shameless plug. Yeah, I am single. All I do is fit Instagram. Them DMs. So like my last relationship took a toll on me in the sense of like in an emotional state, because I found that I cared too much sometimes. Like, you know, a lot of people wear their heart on their sleeves and everything like that. And I don't know if it was like I would wear my heart on my sleeves, but I felt like maybe the toll it was taking on me is like I prioritized her over myself. And it should have never been that way. So, like, it started off, we dated for a couple months, and I felt like this chick could have been the one for me. And at the end of the day, it didn't turn out that way. I feel like maybe, I don't think everything was rushed. I feel like we had great communication when we first started, and I feel like we really learn each other. But going forward, it's just, like, the demands on, like, my free time and the communication demands. And a lot of times I realized that certain things she was able to, you know, say to me was like half-assed, because she didn't really understand how to communicate more effectively. And that's one of the bigger things, is like, once I realized we had a communication gap, the second time we dated, I was like, I know how to fix this. I know what to do. But I wasn't willing to lose myself within this person, you know, and I think that's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned today, is just stop engulfing yourself in other people, because they're supposed to be there to elevate you, right? You're not supposed to take your life away from you. You're supposed to be here to enhance everything that I'm doing. So if we can't get on the same page within a couple months, I can't expect this whole thing to last for a whole year. And that was the time limit I was putting on the relationship. I'm like, all right, well, you know, let me give it a good year and see what happens. If we can make it a year, then maybe we can do another year, you know. But once again, like I said earlier, life is short. So I think that was too much time. Honestly, I should have just did a couple months. Like, when you go to a job, you have a probation period of 90 days or whatever. I should have did something like that. 3 months, let me see who you are. You know what I mean? And if you could dedicate yourself to my passion, and I could dedicate myself to your passion, and we enhance each other and come together, I feel like we can be a great team at that point. But it's got to have that communication up front. I don't want to wait 3 months to actually know you. I want you to come to the table and show me exactly what you have. I don't care about the past life. Like, I'm on some, about to curse. I'm ready. I was going to say, I'm on some shit where I'm just like, yo, I'm trying to go 100% right away type shit. You know what I mean? Like, all the way in. Because a lot of times we just tinker with, oh, I don't want this person to think less of me because of this, that, and the third. Like, if you know you're hiding from yourself, then maybe you shouldn't even be dating. You know what I mean? I think we should just come to each other and open up right away. Like, here's what it is. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you could go ahead and add on to that, and then I'll just let you know how I feel about, like, being single now, how that's really changed everything for me.
Yeah, man. That makes a lot of sense. And it's funny, coincidentally enough, I've had the complete opposite problem. So, there's, in the past several years, there's girls that I've come into contact with, have great chemistry with, and we get along and everything is cool. But me, this is what I talk about a lot when I talk about visionaries, a true entrepreneur, someone who has a passion, a mission. It's saturated now because in this day and age, everyone wants to be that. But there's a select few who literally cannot breathe unless they are taking life into their own hands and expressing this vision and creating this empire, this vision that they believe in on a daily basis. They're getting somewhat closer to that. So with me, though I would have these great connections with people, we'd laugh, we'd have a great sense of humor together, enjoy whether that's date night or just hanging out, whatever. And some of them would even understand, like be interested in my goals when I'm talking about it, but it's different being interested in it and also being like a part of that lifestyle. And me, instead of me immersing myself fully in someone, I would have the complete opposite problem where I feel like I wasn't giving them enough attention and energy. Now, women feel like, at least from my experience, they actually like that. They get attracted to that. When there's a man on a mission that sometimes may not even have time for you, and they almost want to pull more because they see that. They see that this guy is going somewhere. He has a definiteness of purpose, and he's going out there asserting himself in the world. Now, while that would be maybe an attraction for them, it would be a irritant for me where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting four text messages back to back before I even responded to one. But meanwhile, I'm trying to focus on this thing I'm trying to create and accomplish or whatever. So what I learned from me in the long run, knowing who I am, knowing what I want, knowing what's a priority in my life, I realized that the only way that a relationship would work is if someone was on that same path with me. Not saying that they necessarily have to be an entrepreneur themselves or be a visionary themselves or whatever, but someone that can get with that lifestyle and be a ride or die partner within it. Someone that is actually, when I invest my time in you, I feel like I'm winning because you give me the same back, if not double, in what I'm interested in. Therefore, I don't have as much of a problem sacrificing things for you, doing things with you and for you, because I'm like, this person has my back no matter what. And actually, my vision is in great hands or better hands with both of our hands in that pot, opposed to just mine. Like, I realized that that's the person that I needed. And on this path to get to this point, to really understand myself, I had a lot of periods of solitude. I went years without dating people, honestly. I would just be writing in my room, trying to figure myself out, learning, studying, self-assessing, getting into fitness, reading more books, studying the things that were important to me. And, you know, in that time, of course, there was lonely moments, or there's times where you wonder, like, man, like, why aren't you dating someone or whatever? But I became so consumed by that. And once I wanted to jumpstart and be active in it and start executing, I only would have time for someone that could really understand me, that could really live that lifestyle with me. There's people who's going to admire it, who's going to admire what you do, who's going to think that, oh, yeah, that's cool. Or like, I'm with that. I like that. Oh, yeah, I'm glad my man has a vision. But can they really be about it when you're waking up at 4 a.m., when you're going to sleep early and you can't hang out and watch this TV show with them because you got to stay on your same sleep pattern and get up at a decent time to stay on your stride? If when you get off of work, you're still going to work. We're not going for happy hour today. We're going, you know, I got to go down. I got to go to wherever and film something. You know, I don't have time to really talk right now. Yeah, I want to hear about your day at work, but I need to read this book first. To some people, that sounds silly. But to me, it's like I'm not feeding my soul and I'm suffocating if I'm not doing that and putting myself in position to be the best version of myself. So I did need that moment of solitude. And I think anyone out there who is struggling with relationships or trying to figure out what their purpose and passion is in life is perfectly okay. I'm not saying it's easy. It's perfectly okay to explain to that person or explain to yourself that you need time. You need time to be an introvert, get away from the world for a moment, figure out who you are, because then you'll end up being a better person for them in the long run, or you would have saved yourself and dodged a bullet, because once you find yourself, you realize they weren't the person for me. That doesn't make them a bad person. Sometimes the significant other will have a hard time understanding that, and they're going to feel like, oh, I was a bad person. What did I do wrong? I'm not good enough. That may not be the case. You guys just may not be the best fit for one another. You may be okay as friends. You may be okay as associates or acquaintances. But when we're talking about a soul connection, a lifelong partner, that's something that you really got to take into consideration. And that's also with me saying that where I would lack. I think that, well, I know that there was a point in my life where there was a transition and I was looking at the long picture, the long scope. And I was looking at it for my life, but not necessarily in my dating life. Like, I was planting the seeds for me to be successful and live a successful lifestyle on a day-to-day basis, but I'm still just dating and having fun. But then I realized, for this person that you're becoming, you don't have time to be just, for lack of better terms, fucking shooting your sperm everywhere. Your seed it's important of who that seed is going into, not only because who you're having sex with can end up being pregnant and then be the wrong partner, but sexual energy, sexual transmutation, that not everyone deserves yours. because it will just be a waste unless it's the right person, the person that you're investing that energy into. Because for those who don't know, sexual transmutation is the idea that sexual energy is the strongest energy that we have. It's the ability to create life. And when you're transmuting it, you're taking that energy and you're directing it into your passion and bringing that to life. So every time you're taking energy away from that passion and not putting it into your dreams and goals and putting it into somebody else, that's a sacrifice. But if it's the right person to sacrifice for, you're okay because it's an investment. So not everyone, again, may be the best fit for you or deserves that sexual energy. So that's where I'm going with that. And I think, well, I know that we need to take the time out, especially if you're looking at your life on a broader scope, and understand that you should have a partner that's not just cool to date and bust a nut with. It's someone that's the best union with you, the best connection with you, that's going to help you to get where you want to go. And those other things, those other variables of having fun and the enjoyable aspects are part of that broader picture.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, one of the things I've learned, like I said, my ex and I, we split up for a couple months or whatever. One of the things I learned in those couple months was to really just figure out what I wanted in life. So, like, I already knew going into the relationship, I'm like, yo, I got mad experience. I know what to do, what not to do. I could be a great boyfriend. In my mind, I thought I was, like, the best boyfriend ever. Like, I don't know. But it turned out, like, my goals when I was single for so long, you know, I had, like, that, like you said, that moment of solitude. I was single for a grip, and I knew what I wanted out of life. I just didn't know how to transfer those goals into a relationship goal, you know? Like, I can't find somebody to ride or die with my same passion. My passion, a lot of you guys don't know already, is fitness. But, like, I look at it on a larger scale. It's like, how can you stem from fitness and make that into a complete lifestyle that benefits your mental health, your spiritual health, and your overall wellness? Like, a lot of people just think, oh, my physical health, and I'm, you know, I'm buff, I'm slim, this, that, and the third. But it's like, there's so much more involved with fitness in itself. And I think a lot of people are running around obese. A lot of people are running around and not doing anything with their lives. You know, they only work out for vacation. They only work out for just to be skinny for the summer. And then they let themselves go. Like, that's not a healthy lifestyle. You know what I mean? And I truly agree. Like, you can eat what you want to do. You can work out when you want to. I like to think everything in moderation, but my whole philosophy on this lifestyle is, like, you need to find a unity that works for you. You know, if you're going to eat like crap, work out twice as hard then. You know what I mean? Like, but you got to know yourself. And I'll say that for a little bit later in the conversation. But my whole movement was to, like, get everybody possible engaged in fitness and moving and everything like that. So when I'm starting to do my videos and everything like that, I met somebody who was going to be 100% supportive. I'm like, off the rip, that's cool. In reality, it wasn't. There was no support at all. It would be like the conversation would be like, oh, yeah, come on over. Let's do this, that, and the third. And I'm like, all right, but what about my goals? But, like, my goals would be slacking. So, and the time apart from that person, I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to doing me. I'm going to go back to pumping iron every day. You know what I mean? I'm going to go back to, like, running on the treadmill. I'm doing everything possible. And I'm also eating right, and I'm getting my mind right and everything like that. What I developed in that time was a list of non-negotiables. So pretty much you got to say to yourself, yo, I love myself more than I love this person. I love myself more than I love other people. You know what I mean? Because if you don't love yourself, then you really can't benefit anybody else. So by loving myself, I set a list of non-negotiable things that I will not budge on at all. And that time I was able to develop certain friendships with other people. Now, having that relationship come back, it started to infringe on that freedom that I had. And I was like, nah, that's a dub. You're not going to infringe on the freedom that I just earned. You're not going to infringe on these relationships that I just built with other people. Because at that time, when you were absent in my life, I found people that was able to support me on some regular plain Jane. You know what I mean? So the list of non-negotiables, it's a long list, but it's also like there's reasons why. There's past reasons from other relationships that helped me realize, like, yo, I can't just hop to this person. I can't just hop to that person. So me holding on to my freedom allowed me to continue to say, all right, you know what? This relationship is not the one. Because now I'm not blindsided anymore. I've had the time to review everything. and I've had the time to be true to myself. And I think, honestly, I think single life is better because I don't have to depend on anybody else. I don't have to worry about anybody else bringing stress to the relationship. Like, if I'm not motivated at a certain point in time, I know I can go to a certain outside influence to get that motivation. But there's nothing worse than you being unmotivated and then your other is like, oh, let's go get ice cream. Oh, let's go run to the store and still spend money. Let's go get to this restaurant. Let's eat unhealthy. You know what I mean? Like, all that stuff is not conducive to the goals. So I feel like if I'm by myself, I can definitely focus up on what I really want. And honestly, the person for me may just be at the gym. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm going to just try to go to any other spot and meet a girl. But like, I'm not even actively looking. It's just more so I'm going to do what I do and it's going to come to me. And that's how it was before I met this chick as well. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do what I do and see what happens. So the relationship demands was just too intense. And I think going forward, the main thing to do is on the first date, lay it out. I'm not looking for sex. I'm looking for a partnership. I'm looking for somebody who can equally express my values or share my values with me. You know what I mean? And put the list of non-negotiables right on the table. Like, you know, I don't want somebody who's going to argue with me all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I want somebody who's open-minded. I realized going forward, this person was not open-minded. And, you know, I compromised my self-integrity. You know, I compromised that. And it's no more, you know, I can't do that anymore. I have to be true to myself.
I definitely understand that, man. I appreciate that. So there was a point where you said you feel like being single is better. Are you just saying in this particular situation compared to the relationship that is or was available to you at the time? Or do you feel like as a lifestyle, as a philosophy, that being single is better?
I feel like in this moment in time, the thing that benefits me the most is not being in a relationship.
Okay.
You know, it can always change. You can always meet the right person, but I'm not going to keep dating and hoping for the right person. I'm going to keep dating regardless, but it's like, I'm not going to keep saying, oh, she might be the one, she might be the one, she might be the one. I'm listening and I'm evaluating based on that first date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the text messages like, yo, are you communicating effectively through text? You know what I mean? Like, I like somebody who keeps me informed and engaged in their life, but I don't want somebody who's going to be like, you know, like, if you offer work for 5 hours and you didn't tell me, like, why would you not tell me? Like, we could have chilled. That could have been our time. Now when I'm at the gym, you're going to be like, oh, come see me. Like, nah, that's my time. You feel me? Mm. So who's going to be more engaged in a conversation. Now, I don't need constant notifications on my phone, but I do need somebody who's going to be able to say, listen, I want to plan for the future. I get off of work at 5 o'clock. I know you usually go to the gym at 7 o'clock. Is there any way we can schedule something for 9 o'clock tonight? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I need someone to effectively bring that to the table.
Word. And I wanted to say, you know, those are important things to go over. Those are important things to know about yourself, for example, that goes back to knowing yourself. Everyone's going to have their own preferences when it comes to that. So those who are listening, I want you to sit there and think about, what are your non-negotiables? What are things that you truly want in a relationship? But thirdly, what I want to say that I thought about as you were talking, Taekwon, was what I found in my life. Like, I don't want to get, you know, I am a spiritual person, but for those who are listening, and if you don't kind of gel with that, that's fine. Just take it, you know, take it and put it in its proper frame for you and understand it how you want to. But this is a fact of life, at least from my experience. When it comes to knowing yourself, you know, you're going to figure out what's most important to you. I believe that we all have a purpose of being here. There's a certain passion that makes you so happy that it's like, I want to be around this thing or be invested in this thing at all times. And it's a game because there's always going to be distractions in trying to accomplish that. It's not going to be as simple as, oh, you love this thing, go do it and it'll all work out. No. There's going to be inherent sacrifices in whatever you want to accomplish. Whatever that is, there's such a broad spectrum of passions. What I found in my life, knowing yourself is what actually brings the perfect relationship. Because when I told you guys I had that moment of solitude, those years of solitude, and even beyond that, I've always been someone to focus on what's most important to me. And I've realized that in that stride, when I ignored something, when I wasn't even worried about a relationship, when I just wasn't paying attention to it, and I was focusing on what made my heart beat, what made me most happy, guess what? The perfect person was always placed in my lap. The perfect person was always just provided for me in life. I want to attribute that to a higher power because it's just simply something that was greater than me that I didn't plan. But, you know, there's different theories about the universe and what is it called? Auto-suggestion, where you think of the thing so much that you just attract things of that same nature. So if I'm doing my thing and I'm on my stride and this is all I'm thinking about and this is all I'm working towards, I just consequently have someone placed in my life that is about that life, that can relate or at least be some type of aid, some type of compliment or benefit in that fashion, and it just works, it just gels. Because I've also been in situations or relationships where it's like every time I turn around, we got to have a talk, let's have a talk, let's try to work it out, let's be intentional. If you have to talk that damn much, it's just not working. Like you and I being friends, do we have to talk about, like, let's figure out how we can be better friends, man? Like, let's figure out how, like, we can talk to each other nicer, how we can do this. Like, it's a friendship because it's like, this is my guy from day one. We just gelled and we didn't have to actually try it. That's what makes it special. That's why you only get a handful of people on that level in a friendship and a relationship. There's people you can date or there's even acquaintances that you may have had in your life, but when you're talking about a lifelong partner, when you're talking about your small circle of friends, from my experience, guys, it's always been something I didn't have to try for. Like, I don't have to try to be passionate about fitness. I don't have to try to be passionate about philosophy. I don't have to try to be passionate about wanting to change the world. That's something I can't control. That's a passion I can't control. That's the same, and guess what? It's a lifelong thing. It lasts, right? That's the same thing when it comes to a relationship, a friendship, whatever it is. You shouldn't have to try that hard. Yes, there's trying in the sense of, all right, I got to push myself to wake up at 4 a.m. All right, I got to push myself to do this video even though I'm tired as hell. I got to push myself to have this meeting though I'd rather go take a nap or go chill with my friends. There's things like that that are going to sustain what you care about most, but or like kind of enhance what you care about most and put you in the best likeliness to be successful at it. But the organic connection of like just the feeling of wanting to do it and like the connection of like, this is meant for me, this is right, you don't have to try at all, to be honest. The little outside things that help to preserve that thing and to not let you let it go or not or get you out of the way of blocking the potential of it, those things you may have to try for, you know, and kind of critique and see like, where can I, you know, tweak things so that, you know, I can be most happy in what I already love. But the actual thing, the connection, all that, you shouldn't have to try. So when it comes to relationship, that's how I feel like knowing yourself and being about what you're about actually provides you the best relationship because you would know what you need because you've spent enough time on yourself.
I feel that. One of the things you said was being intentional. And I feel like that's something that we should definitely like spend a little bit of time with. So being intentional is just more so like knowing the steps you're going to take and not budging. It kind of goes in line with the non-negotiables. It also goes in line with knowing yourself. So I think for all the ladies and gentlemen out there listening, you have to be intentional with your partner from the beginning. You have to let them know what you expect from the relationship, what was in your past relationship that you don't respect, and what you're not going to tolerate, right? But I think one of the things I get caught up with all the time is potential. And my boy Chad always tells me, like, yo, people don't live up to their potential. And I agree, but I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I like to give you a little bit of room to see how you actually operate. But In my experience, a lot of people haven't met that potential. And sometimes I blame myself. Sometimes I feel like, yo, maybe I didn't bring out the best in that person. Or maybe I should have did this to bring out the best in them. So I realized honestly, I can't blame myself for other people's actions. And I kind of blame myself for like not influencing the actions the way it should have been. But I can't blame myself. It's me just trying to salvage whatever left over from the relationship there is. One thing I do understand, though, is like my philosophy is if I can be the best version of myself today, tomorrow I can be an even better version of myself, right? So I always try to take time to measure my decisions or evaluate my decisions before I just rationally jump to them. A lot of times we get into like arguments or debates with our significant other and we're quick to just storm out. But one thing that I was able to do with my last relationship was just like take some time and be like, yo, listen, I need time to think about what's going on. I need time to work on what's going on. Like, I can't have you in my face constantly trying to make me, trying to provoke me, you know, to make me say anything out of anger. That was one of the things I was not comfortable with. And I would always make that known, like, yo, we'll talk about this later. Let's table it right now. We'll come back to it. So as of that, I know myself. I know what I want to do, what I don't want to do, you know. But one of the things I was going to say as well was, like, I've had relationships that work. And sometimes I think maybe I was too young at the time. So I think back and say, maybe this was the right person, just the wrong time. And I wanted to kind of get your opinion on that. Like, what do you think about that?
I've definitely felt that before in my life. And I kind of came to the point to feel like, because you can meet the right person for the right time, right? Like, and I've experienced that. And, you know, hey, you know, people do grow. And maybe even though they were the right person at that right time, you may grow apart or whatever. But I feel like if you say to yourself, man, I met the right person at the wrong time, it's nothing more than a fantasy because we're not promised tomorrow. So basically you're just saying that there is a way that this could have been perfect, but right now it's not perfect. So if that's the thing, don't let that hold you back and necessarily stay with that person because you feel like maybe one day, because that's a hypothetical circumstance. You know, when they say, if you let a dog roam, kind of he'll come back home if it's like meant to. I think I'm messing it up, but like you let a dog roam and if it's meant to be, if that's really your dog, he'll come back home or she'll come back home. You have to, again, know yourself and trust your intuition. A lot of the times we know what the right thing to do is. We know what would be most resourceful for us in a moment, but the fears and the what ifs is what stands in our way. We could develop courage in that sense in a relationship with goals, with whatever, we'll actually be happier as people because we're just scared to take risks. When there's an unfamiliar territory, we kind of get nervous and we're like, oh my God, like it's symbolic to darkness. When the light is off, you're a little less confident. It could be even by moving in your room. I mean, unless you've been in the room forever, you just know. But like, you may be a little less confident, like you're gonna walk a little slower. Even if you're trying to get to the bathroom, you're like trying to navigate to the bathroom a little slower because you don't want to trip over anything. You don't want to run into something, whatever. But when the light is on, you're confident. Like, oh yeah, I can see everything. I know what's going on. We got to get comfortable with the mystery, and that takes courage. And the root of it is intuition. So you have a prompting within you that's telling you to do something that's going to make you most happy. But what prevents you from doing that is the lights are off and it's unknown territory and you're a little scared of you're going to trip and fall on something or run into something. But just like that bathroom analogy, you eventually get to the bathroom, right? You eventually get to where you got to go. It's the same thing in life. The lights aren't always going to be on. It's not always going to be easy, but you have to just move in faith. So if you feel like this person, you know, is not right for this time, you got to let it go, you know. And I could be wrong. Listen, guys, I don't want to, everyone's circumstances is a little different. I'm just saying what works for me, because I've had those situations where I feel like this person may be right at a certain point in my life, but the fact of the matter is they're not right now. And there is someone that can be right now. And again, I said there's a flip side to that, because you could say, oh, well, the person for you right now may not be right for you in 5 years. Y'all may grow apart. Okay, we're not promised tomorrow. We're staying in the moment, and you got to know who you are today. Because you don't even know who you're going to be in 5 years. And in 5 years, when you and the person who were good for each other today grow out of one another, who's to say that that person that you thought was good for your future will be good? Because you're judging them based on what they were 5 years ago. Who's to say that they didn't grow into somebody completely different? So don't worry about what you may have lost out on or what, yada, yada, yada. What's best for you right now? Ground yourself in who you are. Have courage and confidence in the decisions that you make, because we can only judge things as right or wrong based on how they're working for us. We don't really know. Like, even science, they prove things with a 95% confidence. It's not 100%. It's not a fact. You know, that's the ego thing that makes us feel good. It's a fact. It's you got confidence in it. We've done tests and experiments to give us confidence that this is probably true, right? So intuition, there's nothing more powerful than that, and because I feel like it's connected to a higher intelligence, whatever you want to call it, the universe, the body, God, whatever. But every time I followed my intuition, the thing that told me to do something, and I listened to it, even when it told me not to do something, and I listened to it, I was better off. I was fine, you know? So that's all I would say. Like, if you feel like this person may be perfect down the road, but they're not perfect now, wrong timing, right person, move accordingly. And I think that according is like, hey, they're just not right for you right now.
All right. So one of the things I do want to address is, like, you're right. People do grow. So the way I grow, I can't expect somebody in my past to be the same person I met X amount of years ago, right? Even if I've maintained a friendship for the whole time, you know what I mean? People grow up privately as well. So I've experienced that myself. Like, I've dated people that I used to date before, and going back, it was just like, man, I don't remember you this way. You know what I mean? Because everybody goes through their own problems in life. And a lot of times, even if you're friends, a lot of times they don't even tell you exactly what they're going through. You know, we all face our battles in the dark sometimes. So I think that's one good thing to remember, is that we all grow apart differently. So knowing yourself, it goes back to that. I know that I see the potential so much. I see the potential in past relationships. I think back like, damn, this one messed up because of this, that, and the third. Maybe if I go back to them and I fix this, that, and the third, maybe it'll work out. Then I find something else that was wrong with it, and I'm constantly trying to tweak it. Or I may see somebody new and I'll be like, oh, well, let me go introduce myself. I find out what they're about. And I'm like, oh, this could be something great. And then they show the red flag, and I'm like, well, maybe it's not really a red flag. Maybe it's yellow. Maybe it's just a little warning. You know what I mean? Like, you know, tighten up. A lot of times I give people the benefit of the doubt. And one of the people I talk to all the time, besides my mom, this man right here, Richard. So if I'm out of line, I'm like, yo, I think I might have found this, that, and the third. I talked to this man, and he told me, like, yo, logically, here's what's going on. Maybe you missed it because of the emotional impact that you had, or that you gained from this kind of relationship with that person, or just the desire that you expressed to be with somebody else potentially. So a lot of times I think we need to go to our friends to find that level of support that we need before we make any rash decisions, because we want the best thing for ourselves, but our friends also want the best for us as well. So they're going to be able to say, like, yo, listen, shorty over there, like, her goal is not aligned with yours, bro. I don't know what you see. Like, yeah, she got a pretty face or whatever, but it's not cutting it, bro. Like, or like, I may be like, yo, I really want that person. I work mornings, they work nights. When am I going to see that person? But in my mind, I'm like, well, possibly, you know, that 1 hour that we have off together, I can make it work. You know what I mean? Like, because I see possibilities. My man right here told me, like, yo, it's not going to work, you know. As hard-headed as I want to be sometimes, it always comes back to, like, yo, man, you was right. I should have never did it. But It's all a learning lesson. It's just, at this point in life, I've learned so much, and I'm trying not to go down the same rabbit hole. So that's why I confront all my problems, and I try to just find a way to just put them in the back of my mind, but not too far back where I forget them. You know what I mean? I always keep them as like a quick reminder, like, oh, remember you met somebody just like that. Because a lot of times you run into people with the same attributes too. So I know we got to wrap this up soon. I think if anything you guys want to take away from this podcast is really just know yourself, be intentional with yourself, be intentional with your partner, and always evaluate your best decisions carefully, because a pretty face, nice body, that's not going to help a relationship become stable. That's not going to help you guys last long in life. You know, you need to think about your non-negotiables. Once again, that's another takeaway. Think about your non-negotiables. Think about your exes, why they didn't work, and how you don't want to see that in the next person. I feel like a lot of times people say, I don't want to tell this new person about what I want, because they'll shift themselves into that person just for the time being. But you got to take that risk. I think 100% you have to take that risk, just because you don't want to fall down the same rabbit hole. And if that person turns out to be a fronter, all right, let it go. But you've learned that lesson from that person. Just don't give them a year of your time. You never want to meet somebody and say, all right, well, let me give them a year of my time, because life is short. Give them the 30 days, the 90 days, the 60 days, whatever you want to do, depending on how much time you spend with each other on an in and out daily basis. But you got to quickly evaluate these decisions logically, not emotionally. That's my takeaway from here.
I agree with that. A lot of that, what you said, you hit the nail on the head, because I think sometimes, and I could relate to, like, I've let relationships bleed on that I knew wasn't going to be it for me. So it was just like, you know, and I've also went to the point of evaluating things at a 90-day rule and kind of like, yeah, all right, listen, I got a good gauge as to who this person is. Some of the stuff I've seen before or whatever, I've made certain mistakes, and it's like, I don't want to make the same ones again. And it's like, you don't want your wishful thinking, quote unquote, to shade what the logic is showing you. But one thing that you also said that I want to touch on before we leave is just the fact of we're all going to make mistakes, and to love your mistakes, hug them, like, be like, yo, I'm glad I don't reject that side of myself. Because guess what? If you never would have made that mistake, even if we're talking about a relationship and I give you my opinion and you still do it anyway, be happy you did it. Because if you didn't, you would still have the what if in your head, and you'd be wondering, and you would have made the mistake eventually anyway. They're not really mistakes. They're lessons. You guys have heard that before. You know, our mistakes are lessons, or failures are lessons. Like, it's lessons. Like, the game, the life, whatever, life didn't stop after that. Then you could be like, damn, I messed up. I have no more chances. No, you learned a lesson, and now you're more equipped to make a more sound decision moving forward, because you have more experience to add to your repertoire, to your understanding. And now you can go ahead and make the most logical, the most resourceful decision for yourself moving forward. So in the process of learning yourself, or knowing yourself, or finding that relationship, you're going to bump your head, you're going to trip and fall, you're going to do all these things. I am one who can relate to wanting to have that perfect, to be a perfectionist, and wanting to have everything work out picture perfectly.